At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, everybody? It's Justin Fuller, and welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. I'm Justin Fuller. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy at all the major platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. Be sure to like and subscribe.
On all platforms.
What the hell is going on?
Wait a minute. What? What the? What?
Stunt double.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's
right. What's going on, everybody? Let's get back to regular business.
This is some
here.
Confusing mess. What is going on
what
here?
What the hell is going on? Jeez. Here? Trying to Mr. Dobra in the house.
Yes.
You pleasure. Thanks for having me.
But as always, you can follow me and Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. And we have a special guest in the house.
That's right.
We have the veteran.
Veteran?
A.K.A.
Yeah,
veteran. Bearded Batman.
Bearded Batman.
Comedian. Safety dude for the county. He's keeping everybody here safe. Y'all don't even know.
You don't even know. It's just like everything wrong with that. Just like kinda, sorta, but we'll get into it.
You don't even know the warning he gave us.
You don't even know.
Detailed is all hell.
That's right.
I felt safer.
That's right. Thank you for keeping us safe in this county, in all counties. If the county was the country, the country of Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Dobra.
Bam. Thank you. Clap, clap. And you can, do you have the clap button there?
No. Nope.
No? No applause? No. Oh, great. Thank you.
Cough clap.
Yes. I am a safety guy. I'm a hazmat guy for a county. So both kind of right. That's very good. But Army is country.
Yes.
You're still right. He's right in all ways, shape, and form, kind of.
Sarate.
Sarate?
My Damien.
Sarate. Right.
Sarate.
You don't speak Pootie Tang?
You don't speak Pootie Tang?
Oh, if you don't speak Pootie, man, I don't know if this will work.
He went back on that one. He went back. Nice.
I thought, okay.
Nice.
So what's up, man?
Oh,
welcome on the podcast,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast, bro.
You've proven yourself.
Yeah, I am worthy.
That's right.
You have to be experienced, but not too experienced. You have to have some experience, but not too.
No,
you got to be out here.
You had to put in that work.
Got to put in that work. Yeah,
time,
so.
You know, you put in some time. How long have you been doing this?
A couple years now. First time I was on stage, I want to say, was 2019. Okay. 2019, 2020, somewhere around there. Then COVID happened. Couldn't get anywhere. So I did funny Cuyahoga Falls. Funny stop a couple times.
Shout out to Pete.
R.I.P. Pete.
So I did there, big a break, came back, and that's when I ended up hanging out with you guys on 9 weeks straight. That was that was a good run. Then then did the hazmat stuff, and so that's been my Wednesday.
That's how he saves everybody.
So hold on real quick. I just wanted, you know, he said, you know, this is not his first time meeting us, and he worked with us in the comedy rooms and things of that matter. Yeah. We do have a list of guests that we have to go through on the show. And, you know, I'm just letting everybody know, don't think that we funny acting nothing, but he ain't get on until he put in that work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't get on until he put on that work.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%, dog.
Yeah, he it's not like he just met us.
No. We've known you since, since
years now. I want to say, has it been about 2 years?
About 2 years.
About 2 years now.
Yeah. Oh, and I had my 3-year anniversary.
Yes. Congratulations. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, okay, 2 years. And so, what? I always ask everybody this, and you know, we maybe had these conversations, but what made you want to do it?
Always wanted. Back when I was real young, and on the school bus, I would go up to random young females, stick out my little ding 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 ding, and I just cracked me up, freaked them out. It was great, and then I saw Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Fire Marshal Bell.
Yep.
What? Hey, say something. What? Hey, say something. Ding, 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 ding. That was it. That's what I knew. I'm like, I gotta do stand up. I did my very first one was actually at church.
Okay.
Years ago, they had a talent show. That was my very first time. It was such a good time. Yeah. Went over it great. I did my Elvis thing. Thank you very much. Oh, darling. Uh-huh. And so all the old ladies at church were just spooning. I'm like, we're at church. Stop.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that was the kicker. And then just recently, I'm like, you know what? I need to do this. I just need to do this. I was Army,
right.
Did Army stuff, then oil field
thank
stuff.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for your service. It's much appreciated. Go Army, beat Navy.
Yep.
And oil field, no time. You're gone constantly. You're 70, 80, 106-hour, not exaggerating, 106-hour. And you know anybody in the oil field, anybody's family in the oil field, put the prayers out to them. They need it. It's hard work and it's not home. So I am really happy nowadays. I get to go home at night. My job really allows me to start doing this more often. So shout out to my job that I'm not going to mention.
Yeah. Boo. No.
Jokes. What are those?
What is a joke? What is a joke? Oh, a joke.
Yeah, what's a joke?
Jobs.
Who does that? I don't do a job.
I go to a place.
Yeah, I go to a place as well.
Because it's like another home. I'm there all day. I'm there more awake than I am here.
Yeah.
Awake.
These jobs. You know what? Shout out to
WTF.
Shout out to the younger generation. They're not going through this.
No.
They're not going through this.
They call off.
They
stay at home.
They're making money other ways. Shout out to them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd still pay you to take your shirt off, and you haven't done it on stage yet. Still have not.
Pause. And it won't happen.
I'm just like...
Wait.
I've been trying to get him to demonstrate how to save a life. That's what I'm trying to get him to do, so everybody can really understand what does it take to
maybe,
stay alive.
You know what? Maybe I feel like he has
the... equipment to do so.
Whoa.
All I have is my Price is Right.
$5 not enough. Anybody else picturing tassels on those?
Yeah.
That's all I
got. I just bounce mine like this. Okay,
he works out.
Yeah.
I work out.
And I'm going to pause both of y'all. But anyway, we're going to move on from there. So tell us about the Bearded Batman. How did that happen?
Oh, man. Big,
I mean, I love it. Pause, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys do. I needed I found the costume. It was hidden in some random closet. I couldn't find it forever. Just came across it recently, so maybe seeing Bearded Batman again. So that came out. Big fan of animated series.
Okay.
I am Batman. Because I'm Batman. I just love that character. Did such a good job, but I don't want to shave my face to be Batman, so therefore, no choice but to be Bearded Batman.
Bearded Batman. Where can people find the Bearded Batman?
You can find Bearded Batman on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and even Rumble. And Rumble as well.
How do they find it?
At URK, not funny. Once you spell it out, you'll get the joke. URK, not funny. On all those major platforms.
Nice.
Yay. And so, yeah, that's... Bearded Batman.
So why do you refuse to shave since you got out of the military?
Yeah, right? I know you haven't shaved in the military.
Shaving anymore. Oh. I'm growing a beard. I agree.
Same concept initially, and then I was in oil field. You're required to shave as well.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I've been having this for, I guess, 6-7 years now, and... I shaved one time in that time frame, like, and my son was like, never do that again. just don't do that. You look like Kane from wrestling. It's just not right.
You know
just
what? Stop. It's funny. I look at wedding pictures because me and the wife, we went, you know, I was fresh out of the military, so I was like, Frank, everything, shaved. Shaved. Except for the eyebrows. Just the future. I mean, so I kind of know what the fuck I'm going to look like. Sir, but either way, we'll get.
I know
back
what I'm gonna look like too. So
all right. So it was just, you know, I look at it and I'm like, it kind of looks normal from the time. But now if I do it, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Pause. They previously mentioned in a podcast that if they got over 1,000 subscribers, they're gonna go bald. You're at 1.8, but fellas, 1.8K. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not only did we say we were going to do that.
What else did you say?
We're also going to some Van Halen. When I get up, nothing can put me down.
Can we edit out my app, the sound I just made? Because I don't know how bad that was. But
not
I
not at all. All right, no chance.
No chance.
I might even cut it and use it for a future record. <Yeah. laughs>
instead of the applause, you're going to have that.
That's going to start my soundboard.
Yeah. I agreed to it, but was I under the influence or something?
No.
Your pregame is real, buddy. Your pregame is real.
We've talked about it plenty. So we're going to jump out of an airplane.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that.
My buddy is a certified skydiver.
Oh, that's some caucasity stuff happening. You're going to be all right with this, Mr. Cordell?
I mean, we signed up for it, and he agreed to it.
Yeah.
So we got to plan a time.
Oh, he'll be airborne. We can be friends then.
I know.
Right?
It's going to be my first time jumping out of a plane.
Wait, you weren't airborne?
No, I thought about doing freaking it, but then I got deployed and everything else, and then I got deployed again, and I never got it, and I just got out.
All right.
Now, I did jump off a garage with an umbrella. Does that count?
Did it actually slow your descent?
No.
It was just plummet. Did it like
yes,
flip?
It did.
What the hell were you thinking?
I saw Mary Poppins.
I can only imagine. Like, everybody's talking about the video games killing people. It turns out it was Mary Poppins all this time.
All alone. Yeah.
All right.
Broken legs.
Like a DDT never hurt no one.
All right. Who's Paco?
Who's Paco?
Who's Paco? Well, the question that now you may have answered this in previous podcasts. I apologize if I missed that one, but who is Paco?
Well, first of all, there is no Paco. It's actually Paco. Midnight Paco.
All right. Who's Midnight? So is Paco is the last name? Midnight's the first name?
No, Midnight Paco is one entity.
One entity.
Yes.
All right.
All I can say is he's a straight killer.
Straight killer.
All right.
We've yet to reveal. You know what? This is how I know that there is something we call, I don't want to say fate. I don't want coincidence. Just
I feel like I
should energy, some type of.
It's a sponsor here or something.
Yeah, no, we do not have them as a.
Yeah,
sponsor.
We don't.
We like, we need to. Like, you should call like local people.
I gotta get and some so cozies.
Get some.
I gotta get some cozies. It's all good.
But sponsored by Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Bam! There it is.
And Paralegal Service.
Yeah, Michelle White. Get you right.
Get you right.
That's right.
Want to do it together? Let's do it together.
That's right.
So yeah, that's
so.
All.
So the whole thing with how everything came about, I'm not gonna divulge it, but it's just crazy how things out of nowhere end up being something that's on a shirt. You know what I'm saying?
And I already told speaking you how of, it was gonna go.
Merch.
Oh,
oh my goodness!
Shit, what's that?
You make it look good.
Oh.
I make it look better.
Yeah. Woo. Stunt double.
That is a dope shirt, man.
That is a dope shirt.
Nice.
That is official.
It's official.
Woo. Official. I got to zip it up so they can tell us apart.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Well, you got the stubble.
I got my stubble. And I went with the Jason Statham. I went with Jason Statham today, so it, like, hey. We'll seek and understand which one's which.
Yeah, I don't know who's who.
I know, right?
He came in confused. He dapped me. He dapped him up. And was like, hey, what's up, I mean, no.
No. I was like, who wait a minute, what are you guys doing?
Hey, I'm glad, because I know we both had the razor to the head. I was like, I definitely got to have a ball.
Yeah, I went with a stubble.
That a boy came,
so,
came out.
You know, like, this is what happened. Like, when the name came about,
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I already told you, people going to call it the Paco Taco Pocket Poppin' Taco.
Right.
That was a prediction.
Yeah.
They're going to call it the Paco Podcast and whatever else, and they're going to think that I'm Midnight and you're Paco, yep. Which they do.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, who's Midnight? Who's Paco?
Who's Paco? Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, Midnight Paco is
one entity. One straight entity. Killer.
Straight killer.
A hell of a story. I'm not sure when we're going to release the story.
Maybe if we get...
Make a movie.
2K or something.
Like, you should make...
5K?
Dude, make a movie. That's your 10K? Tubi movie.
That's the Tubi?
That's Tubi movie. And like at the very end, next thing you know, you're right here talking on the Paco Podcast. The Midnight Paco Podcast.
Man, you got it right.
Yeah, eat your heart out, clerks. We're
going to edit this whole shit out. You don't know the name of the podcast. Like, yeah.
The Poppin' Taco Podcast.
Poppin' Taco and Rockin' Taco Podcast.
Rock'em Sock'em Paco Tatas?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, man. So you did the bearded Batman. You didn't want to shave your hair.
Okay, go ahead. What are you going to ask?
I was just going to say, like, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, so the joy of it is, you know, Batman himself is always taking out criminals. I am taking out irritations.
Okay.
So, favorite skit of all time, that good. Shopping cart right in the middle of the grocery store parking lot. You think you have a parking spot, but you don't, because there's a cart right there because a person couldn't walk across the way. They walked all the way to the car, but couldn't walk to the little, it's the worst. It's the worst. So
that's how I feel about smart cars.
I feel that way about the button, the turn on button. I hate the start button. Who asked for that?
Well, I'm just talking about the small little smart cars, because they make you think you have a parking space. And
you'd
be like, that little mother effer.
It's just like, if you only had a smart car, you park in next to it in the same parking spot, right?
Yes.
Well, then you can be that one
person. And get
your
pizza without having any issues.
You be that other person, like my buddy who has a truck and parks in two spots everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Dualies are dualies.
No, just regular truck.
Oh, man.
F-150, regular truck.
No, just because. Fair enough.
Just because.
Don't touch my truck.
Yeah, don't park by my shit, yeah. I guess. I think every vehicle he's had, he did that, to be honest.
Does he do that, right? Handicap parking, then there's his truck taking up two places right next to it, or is it further back?
Yeah, I think it would be further back. Okay. Not like further back. Mm-hmm. It would be far enough back to not
be ridiculous?
Probably. Yeah, right. He wasn't ignorant about stuff.
A hint of ridiculousness? Just a hint?
He wasn't parking up front. Like, these are my spots.
No. Nobody parks here.
That's mine. No, he wouldn't do that. So okay, you wanted to be a comedian all your life, or, as a kid on the bus. Who are some of your influences?
Well, as stated, Jim Carrey. I can pretty much quote most of his movies. That's your slip, that's your shoe, and that explains the abrasion on your palm. Yeah, classic. Yeah, classic.
Me too.
Love me some Jim Carrey. In Living Color, just as a whole, 100%. I was often... my father was not a fan of In Living Color, so it was whenever he would go out into the garage, do whatever... I would watch it, and then as soon as I hear the door, change the channel, watch that for a few seconds. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm watching this TGIF episode,
right.
And then switch it back.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I can understand that.
David Alan Greer.
Not on that. I was able to watch pretty much whatever, but yeah. But I understand why. Yeah.
Also, back in that time, SNL was funny. So you had Dana Carvey, you had Mike Myers.
She makes
me feel kind of funny, like when I used to climb the rope in gym class. You know, classic David Carney. Turtle.
Yeah,
good times.
I mean, is SNL funny now?
I don't know.
I don't watch it.
I don't either. I'm normally at work.
Yeah, I just, but, you know.
Yeah, shout out to SNL, man.
Yeah.
They've been on for...
Ever.
As long as I've been alive.
Ever.
Yeah. I'm 48, so they've, been 50 years or more?
I mean, it's not Eddie Murphy and all them, but, you know.
Yeah, they were on there once upon a time. Yeah. SNL launched many.
Wasn't he 18?
Like 17.
17?
Yeah.
See, some people just do it at age, and they do it.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, 14, and did it, and that's the only job he's had.
Mm. Yeah.
I've never, you know, like we talk about, you know, there's no... No, what did you say? No community of it? No, like...
Yeah, there's no really, like, no...
Surround, like, nobody around you is doing it.
You have no role models in entertainment in this area, really.
It's all go to work, get a job, go to school, work, get a job, raise a family. Nobody's shooting for dreams in most of these cities we grow up in. We're all doing it, you know, like, not us, but, like, growing up as a kid, nobody was like, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to be somebody. Everyone's like, what college are you going to? Where are you going to go to school at? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to be?
I'm going to take up a trade.
I don't think I met anybody that was like, I'm not going to go do it. You know what I mean? Some people you thought they were going to play football, but they all tried to go to college to play football or some shit.
And that was it.
Yeah. Then and shit, sometimes didn't even make it there. You know what I mean? So... It's just that, you know, to see
they
somebody...
were bagging groceries, but then it was self-checkout, so that went nowhere even. If...
Yeah.
Hey, you still got to come and scan and say it's okay if you're trying to buy alcohol.
Right.
Oh, wait, are you over 18?
You know, you can trick it,
I went to go get glue the other day, and I had to get that ID check to get glue. I'm like, no, it was duct tape. It was Gorilla Glue duct tape, but because it had Gorilla Glue, I got ID'd. I'm like, check out the bald head. I'm over 18.
Mm. Yeah, but that must be serial killers stuff.
Or Gorilla glue is a good strand.
Ooh, it is, but it makes you fall asleep.
Yeah,
so no.
So you were able to buy Gorilla Glue?
Duct tape.
Oh, duct tape. I thought
Gorilla Glue duct tape.
Oh, okay. I was
but because it had Gorilla Glue,
Northern Lights.
No. That's another decent one.
Yeah, they didn't have any
strains. Like, you know what the heck he's talking about.
I have no clue. Stuff. I'm just smiling and nodding here. I am still square. I'm a Rubik's Cube. That's how square I am. I have no idea what
Gorilla
Glue,
they didn't have any Northern Lights.
What are we talking about? CBD?
Catfish? Catfish.
Did they have catfish?
Orange 43.
What about Grape 8?
Yes, I'm sure. Aisle 3B.
Hmm.
All the good ones.
Yeah.
All the good ones. I'm going to get some.
You know why I know all these names?
Me?
Not because of you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
Because
Wiz Khalifa had a game on the phone, and you had to grow these you had to grow these different plants.
Oh, you played Weed Tycoon.
Yes.
Oh.
Something like that, but it was Wiz Khalifa's version.
Oh,
and then when you grew it and made a lot of money, he was like, I did everything just so I could hear him do that. Like, All right. So he had his KK straying and
I haven't Northern tried Light. This shit. I haven't tried.
You haven't tried KK
or the Mike Tyson the marijuana.
Yeah, all of these are marijuana strains, I think.
Yeah,
Gorilla Glue is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's,
I know
it's an indica. Indicas make you fall asleep. Sativas are supposed to be your daytime one. That's what I smoke all the time. So I don't fall asleep throughout the day. I got shit to do. I got to work.
You got to do comedy.
I got to do comedy.
You got to
do
podcast.
I mean, shit.
So many activities.
I can't be falling asleep from marijuana.
Yeah.
I smoke it all the time. Shit. I need to be awake.
Yeah,
put in the comments, people, if you agree.
Another suggested strands for the band.
Yes, that's what I was going to say next. And your favorites and suggestions, please. Thank you very much. Because I'm trying sativa, though, because I can't fuck with indicas. I ain't trying to be sleepy. That's all I'm saying. So, okay, In Living Color, what else? Who else? Any other guys?
No Mad TV?
Mad TV. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look what I can do. Classic.
Stewart.
See, I don't remember.
The only man that could sit like that and just still be a gem.
Yeah.
National treasure right there. National treasure.
Absolutely.
Pause? Sit like that and still be a gem? I'm just... I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, who are some of your comedic influences? Like, do you have a Mount Rushmore comedy? Yeah, I know Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, David Landau. Big fan of David Landau. I went to his show recently, and my cheeks were just cramping up from laughing so hard. It just every line, every bit, crowd work. It was just on point. And Dana Carvey, his impersonations were always spot on, and cool seeing Justin Fuller.
Hey, all right, five, shit! Look at that.
There's your five heads. He's the freaking hot.
Even though there's four.
There's the Hydra. Comedic Hydra. That's what's going on.
Appreciate it. No, that was five.
Yeah.
It's only four on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I know, so that's why I want the Hydra.
Yeah.
Which is five.
So it makes it fake.
Yeah. So,
which means we ain't shit in his Paco eyes. What he's trying to say.
Or Midnight Paco Podcast.
Oh, okay. I was about to say
Midnight. The Midnight Paco. And when you Google that or go on YouTube, put the in front when you go to search Midnight Paco Podcast. Pops. The the helps.
Pops right up. Yeah.
The space.
The Midnight Paco Podcast.
Roads.
So who's yours? Who's your
mine?
Your Mount Rushmore.
Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Red Fox. I like Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. That's four. You can't say any more. If you say any more, it's gonna be fake.
He said top five, man.
Yeah, he did say top five. I thought he said top five.
Did I say Rushmore or five?
I think you said Rushmore.
Rushmore is four, then. There you go.
Yeah.
And yours?
Mine, yeah, definitely Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, Rock, and who fights for the fourth? Who am I missing?
Carlin?
No, he was never. Who's the fourth? Pryor.
Yeah,
100%.
He was missing that one?
Yeah. I mean, I've watched his, but he was definitely before, I grew up with, fucking.
You got any watching Eddie Murphy. Got any local favorites?
Local favorites.
Oh, I got.
I got some local favorites.
Daniel P. Myers, I got to say, I
think that's a good one.
I think he's quality. I would go to his show to go to his show. That one stands out a lot.
Daniel. He's a good one. I am Chaz, one of my faves.
Yeah.
You know.
I got
Yeah, a few.
I got D Hawk, I got Chevy.
Yeah. They got
I am Chad. I think Wolf is good.
Yeah, Tim Wolf's one of my faves too.
Shout out to all those people that we mentioned. Shout out to all of them.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody.
Like I said, we can name a lot, but
I'm sorry, we took out the whole podcast just naming other comics. Apologize for that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, the people that don't know, you know, from this area, you know, those are comics to look out for, man. Those are all people in the area that are, you know, out there doing the damn thing, or out there, you know, fuck, they're out on the road.
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
Most of them are on the road doing their thing. So if they're coming around, you guys, check them out.
And that's not a shun to anybody, because everybody that I actually had on a fan on this on the show,
podcast, I'm a fan of.
We're fans of. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, man.
Shit's sticking out, boy.
Yeah, like if we
man, you go on stage all the time, ready to rock. You know what I mean?
All
the same energy. You know what I mean? You don't flop it. If people ain't doing that, you ain't going, hey, what's it? You don't like that one?
Oh, yeah. You guys just don't get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys don't understand that joke? Oh, okay. Oh, is it too much for you guys?
It wasn't me. It was you.
You know, you don't go out there. You don't have that attitude. You go out every time and do your thing. Have a good time. Do a good set. You know what I'm saying?
You use the same energy.
Yeah.
If it's one person or two people or a room full.
Yeah.
And that's important.
It's very important.
Yeah. You know, I feel like if you're going to be standing in front of people, be ready to rock.
Yeah.
Be ready to rock. And I know I fumble a punchline here and there, and I feel like we all do.
Yep.
And
the good thing is, a lot of times people don't know unless you tell them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all fumble, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody knows unless you be like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
I've done that once.
Just roll on.
Just keep going.
Anybody done like high school plays? Just keep going.
Keep going.
Says the English teacher.
Yeah, I mean, like.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Flowers. I'm sorry.
You got to get it, rest man. You got to.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Mrs. Flowers. You got to. You got to do it. Like, some people be like, well, it wasn't many people there, so I didn't really do my material like that. Mm. What?
Yeah,
you never know who that two people are. You never know who they are. So
I've told them plenty. There's been plenty of times we've been at the Funny Stop where there hasn't been a lot of people, maybe like 6-7 people in the crowd that aren't comedians. You know what I mean? So they're talking about 20 people maybe, and then 7 of them, you know, aren't comedians. But you hear who laughs, and you know that they're different laughs when you play it back. And you're like, okay, well, those people thought I was funny.
Yep.
These other motherfuckers heard me before. Plus, they never give support any goddamn way. So I'm counting on what the hell they like. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. If I got them to laugh, then I'm cool.
Now, I don't know if you ever get like negative comments in your YouTubes and stuff like that.
Sometimes.
Oh, somebody just put gay. The fuck?
That's all. Just gay.
And I think it was when I don't know if it was when I fell or it was something. It was just something I did and just put gay. All
right. Okay. Yeah.
So, but I'm not gonna change what I do for that one or two that has a problem with what I do. All right, I'm going to do it for all the people that give the hearts and all the views.
Yeah, well, not only that.
You know, and for what I enjoy doing as a whole, all right? What I think is funny, there's bound to be other people that also think it's funny.
Yep.
And if those people that think that I'm not funny, hence me putting you're not funny in my thing, I'm just like, you're just playing into the joke that I find funny when you have a negative comment against me. I'm like, that's even better.
Just hit the subscribe button.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything you do, people are not going to find funny, but it's
well, they say there's 50% that like it, 40 and 20 are in the middle or whatever the fuck it is. You know, it's just not everybody's going to be down with fingers and buttholes. There's going to be people that are cool with it.
Somebody put a post like, name the comedians that you think is not funny. And I saw a bunch of names. And I was like, I think these people are funny, but whether they think they're funny or not, these are successful people that's making a living. They're movies. They're doing. They're professional comedians. And
you know, many times I've heard somebody say, "Oh, look who's coming to this." I don't want to put his name. He's like the incognito, but he's like, "Guess who's coming here?" I'm like, "Who's that?" But yet he's selling that out. I want to be that guy. There's so many people out there with a career that I don't know who the hell they are, but that don't mean
Yeah.
100 or 2,000 or whatever people selling out, whatever place they're, you know, performing at, don't.
Yeah, people always ask me, are you funny? And I'd be like, well, let me just tell you this. You know, all the comedians out there that's making a lot of money that's not funny.
Right.
I want to be one of those guys. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Let me in that club. You know?
I've always said, once I can make more than what I'm making now.
You made it.
Bye. Well, I can do what I'm doing on the road, and that's what, you know, that's something we're all working towards. You know what I'm saying? It's a building process, and we've talked about that before. You know, we build our own path.
So in addition to doing like stand up and doing skits, are you open to like movies and acting or sitcoms?
What a great segue! Good segue. So as you well know, Mr. Justin Fuller, Maxie's Revenge.
What? Maxie's Revenge. Shout out to Javon Bates.
Shout out to Javon Bates. So, well, he's got another movie coming out. It's called Common Creed 2. Common Creed 1's already on Tubi.
There you go. Check it out, people.
And
I'll have the link in the description.
I do hope. It's. I feel like it's going to be happening in the very near future. Filming's going to be starting in the very near future. I hope he play some part in it one way, shape, or form.
There you go.
Without giving away too much.
You know, in any way, shape, or form, I can be part of it.
He's going to be my stunt. No.
Stunt double. When Maxie's Revenge 2 comes out, at some point in time, I have to be in there and just fly across the screen and just obviously see that it's me. It'll be a great moment. It'll be a great moment to carry on.
I ain't the director, or I may not even. I might be cut from the sequel. Who knows these things?
Maxie's Revenge or Dark Ether. Wait a minute. What movies did you guys say?
I was in Maxie's Revenge. He's gonna be in Common Creed.
Common Creed Part Two. Yeah. Okay.
So, like I said,
so you are open to doing acting?
Javon does a great job of bringing people in. I'm glad he's got an open ear.
Right.
And he's got this new training. So people that are interested in getting into film, he's able to coach them into film. So hopefully be able to pick up a lot on that or during that. And hope, like I said, be a team player. And I got a fair amount of connections throughout Ohio, places to go, things like that. So hope to be getting involved in.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So obviously that's something you've gotten into. You know, like so is something that, did you say class, did you go to college or anything?
I did. Funny thing. So after Army, an oil field, I was making lots of money operating millions of dollars worth of equipment, get out of the oil field after the oil field tanked. Went to go get another job, but nobody would hire me because I didn't have a piece of paper saying I was smart.
A degree?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Little,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I guess I have to get a degree. Luckily, I had saved up enough money. I took a year off of work entirely.
GI Bill, baby.
A little bit of that and a little bit. Actually, my associate was pretty much out of pocket before that kicked in.
Well, yeah, so, I was stupid, so I just used that money, and so I still owe for stupid. Go ahead. What? They give you the money. It's whatevs.
So yeah, I did. I did 9 classes in 9 weeks. 9 classes in 9 weeks. Got my associates and got me working again off of that.
Okay.
And so I got my associate safety.
Okay.
And then I got my bachelor's a year after that, and my master's a year after.
So
that.
Editing was just a hobby.
Editing.
Yeah. Like video editing and shit.
Yeah, well, I just doing the same thing we get to do here. Yeah. Copy paste. You just
he
do
went
the
to
apps.
School for it.
You went to school for it.
I mean, I went to school for communication, media studies, and I had two classes, audio, video, production. So it was one of those deals where they just had you film like a minute worth of stuff.
Javon. Javon. All right. Carry on.
Yeah. So, you know, it was just, it was cool because they gave you like 4 different camera angles of one scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have you like edit it together. And you get to see so many different versions of one fucking scene because of different angles. Mm-hmm. You know, people will come with their version. You're like, oh, okay. Well, that was terrible. But I see why they did that. You know what I mean? And it's different edits from... So it's like, it gives you a perspective. And then he'd have you do like a 30-second no audio or no talking or whatever. Just moving things. And close-ups, all close-up shots. And So it gets your mind into it, but if you don't continue to do stuff, you know what I mean, and take advantage of it, but at least it's that knowledge. All the stuff I learned doing that, I decided to just do and use for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like editing. And then I got into like special effects and started messing with all that, After Effects and all that, you know, those different programs, and started, yeah, just doing that shit. So it was just a hobby of that. But I mean, that's why I said I ain't get a job because of my degree, but the two classes I took, audio video production and screenwriting, will probably come in handy in the future. You know what I mean? It's already helped because of this stuff and with logos and doing all that type of shit. You know what I mean? Bam. You see that?
I got my Black Ladder On brand stuff happening.
So I was just wondering, because I know you put your videos together and you edit shit, so I just thought maybe you went to school for something like that.
No, the apps are really helpful. Just having some sense about it. Like, I think that you said, having logic about what you're doing, right, and you're seeing the
plus
full
picture.
Plus
you've seen movies.
Yeah, you've seen movies.
You know how shots are made. You know, like, you know what kind
you
of effect
an idea.
You
and then,
have. An
and,
idea.
And then after you watch it, my OCD can be crippling.
Right.
That's my biggest thing.
You want it to
thing.
Be perfect?
I do. And it just so many things I don't put online.
That's this guy.
Because, and like this whole thing that we're talking about right now, this whole podcast, I'll be like watching it and like cringing the entire time because of it.
Yep.
But I'm
sometimes
still happy to be here.
Sometimes you just got to do it, man.
Well, I got to a point where, you know, I decided like I'm going to just let it go. Let it go. Do it. You know, because it will cripple you.
Yeah. I told him, because you're never going to be perfect. You're always growing, and no matter what you do, you're in a state of growing and knowledge, and you always figure out ways to do things better. You know what I mean? And if you don't, you're stuck in a spot.
It's really interesting when you watch the new comics coming on, and it's kind of like this pattern. You see the first time they're on, they're gonna run the light.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Except for me.
Yeah.
His
he was off well
his 5 minutes, he's like 5:49, and that's my time. Boom, 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, that was stellar.
Yeah.
Stellar at Springfield.
Well, Pete would always tell people was, you know, if somebody was new coming into the club, mm-hmm. he'd point to the wall, Steve Harvey started here. And then he'd be like, John Hinton started here. And then he'd be like, you see Cool C? First time. 2 minutes. I'm like, you going to tell everybody that, Pete, bro?
Everybody.
Like, 2 minutes. First time he goes, 2 minutes.
He's like, yeah, he went out and he did his thing. He's like, all right, everybody, that's my time. I'm like, what the
what? Like, it's not a speed race.
He's just got up there.
I wasn't about to go up there and die three more
slow
minutes.
Down. Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Like, you have the uhs, you have the pauses, you got the... And so, in overtime, you can actually see that progress. And as you always mention, watch your stuff. And my thing to do is often to record mine, listen to it, say it back again, record that one, and I keep getting it tighter and tighter. While I'm so when you're hearing it, you're memorizing it. And so I'm a very anti notepad on stage.
Oh,
very, very anti notepad on
stage.
It throws
me off. As soon as you go to a pad or a phone or anything, you lost me.
Yeah,
yeah.
You lose me as an audience.
And comics, as they so choose to.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Or phone.
It's their life.
Yeah.
Well, me and him had this conversation because
over and
over
again, you're like, hold on, 1 second, let me check out this joke.
I mean, we've seen it in actual shows.
Yeah.
So
no,
this
it
is
shows.
My stocks just went up. I'm very happy all of a sudden.
All right.
Go Bitcoin.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout
out to Bitcoin.
I've seen it in shows, but our thing is, even on open mics, because even the open mics
practice
that we go to, because usually it's at a comedy club, you know what I mean? When we're at the Funny Stop, it's not at a bar. It's at an actual comedy club where people show up to watch comedy. You know what I'm saying? So when you're doing it, it's almost like a show. I know it's practice.
Well, if people pay to get in,
But even there, it's an amateur contest, really, the way they actually... It's an open mic, people.
That's my open mic. I always felt like that was a disqualifier. If you have to use your notes, I feel like that should have been a disqualifier. Yeah. But anyway, let's not talk about competitions here.
Yeah, it's not. That's why I said it's labeled a comp, but it's an open mic. But the only reason why I say it is because to me it's a show. They got we got a lot of good comedians, but comedians go up, and then as soon as you pull that bitch out, you lose me. You just lose me. People swear by it, I guess. I don't know. Like you said, going over it. Do you work on anything like he's done it? I try and do it a little bit more, but, it's being loose. But he's gone up because he used to fuck with the cord. He used to fucking not look at nobody. You know what I mean? It takes time to get that personality.
I feel like the one quality I did have off the bat was being able to make eye contact the best I can going through the crowd because of my public speaking background. It's part of my job is to actually talk in front of people. So every Tuesday I put on a 3-hour set. How many new hires have you ever been in where they do a hammer dance? This guy, okay.
What the fuck?
Lockout, tag out. The tag out says can't touch this. And I have to do it every time. It's required dance. Like this one time I didn't do it, and the cohort I have in the class, where's the dance? Get on your job, Dobra. Get on your job. And so then I did the dance.
Get on your game.
To be honest with you, like, stuff like that will keep the audience engaged and awake.
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't matter, when I was doing meetings and stuff like that, it don't matter if I was fully rested or not. Those meetings always was like sleep. Just Cordell, close your eyes and go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, this meeting is basically about shutting your eyes and going to sleep, so that's...
Is that school assemblies?
School is everything.
Boy, my feet used to go up on the chair. My knees used to go up on the chair like that. Ow, yo. I ain't got shit to hear in this bitch.
Yeah, we didn't have these in school growing up.
What, assemblies?
No, Red Bulls.
Oh, I didn't fuck that.
I'm not going to sleep for 4 days. You got me the largest Red Bull.
I want you to on the face of the planet. Home.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to make it safely to Louisiana and back with this guy.
And then, giving the best RF I can guess.
Right. I got pizza, Red Bull, and Midnight Paco podcast. That's what you can expect. And
that was good. We were talking about school. What the fuck?
Auditoriums? Did you have like?
Well, I was just saying that he was doing his dance. You need something else other than just words to keep you awake during meetings or anything.
Yeah.
Orientations for jobs can be very boring.
I think that's just people the way they talk or sound. Because they can
Bueller.
They can give you all the good information.
Bueller.
That's what I was gonna say about Red Bull. The only time I had Red Bull was during down in Polk. Poor Polk. We talked about it during that training shit.
Oh man. Just a background. Just at the pregame.
Pregame.
We were talking about old war stories, so there I was, balls deep, no crap.
There it is.
Yeah, I gotta keep it. Kind of keep it PG.
Four poke, and we're doing this.
I gotta keep it. PG.
Oh, you have. To.
I gotta keep. Yeah. My mom could be watching this, man.
Okay.
Sorry for
love you,
dropping
mom.
F-bombs.
No, you can. That's mom. You. You're not her son. Okay.
She might get confused.
She might get confused.
You don't know.
I'm your son, Sharon Dobra. This is your son. All right. Love you, mom.
Love you, mom. But
she says love you too. What the hell?
We are live.
So we were in the striker and we were on a perimeter, this and that, and I'm a squad leader. This is the first time I had a Red Bull to try. I'm like, never again, dude. Never again.
What happened?
It made me jittery. I didn't like it.
Oh.
So I just smoked more cigarettes.
So you were on the gun?
No, but I had to be, you know, I was in charge, so I had to just, you know, maintain, make sure people were, you know. So I wanted to try and do the right thing. But after that, it's like, all right, we're going Redcon 2-6, which means we're all just going to take our gear off and chill because we know we're not in real situations. So if we hear some popping, we'll throw our gear on and we'll fucking do it. Then we called it Redcon 2-6.
Redcon 2-6.
So we would sit there. But that was the first time I had a Red Bull.
First time and apparently last time. Yeah. Yeah, have you ever had them on an empty stomach, it's the worst.
Luckily, I just don't. Luckily, because if I'm that tired, I'm going to fucking sleep. Unless I'm in a dire situation, I'll be awake. Trust me. Smoke a cigarette or something. Or a blunt. That always sparks creativity. So I'm not on missions. I'm at home. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be in danger. I'm not in dangerous situations. But then I would just smoke cigarettes and stay awake.
Yeah.
You know. Did you smoke at all in the military?
I had one cigarette every October. Okay. It was just something would always horrible would happen every October of every year. And so
therefore, drunk. You got drunk?
No, nice. I didn't drink either.
Oh, yeah, you still not, yeah, I, that I'm, is right.
Once
you
again,
drink.
Once again,
right.
So square Rubik's Cube. That's what I am.
Right. I know.
That's and a, so I would
see,
just say.
See, he's like the other. Definitely the other.
I am. Apparently, he's the evil twin.
I'm definitely the evil twin. He's the one that pisses in cups for me all the time.
This is the last time, Justin. Last time, I swear.
Okay. You should charge him $100 a cup.
Wait. Okay. That's a really good idea. Charging him?
Yes.
Gosh, man.
$100 a cup. Just give me 50.
I've been even paying for the hand warmer.
I'm going both. You gotta keep the pee warm. That's why you said it. Pause.
Look. Oh, you didn't get the hand warmer reference?
CEO yes. In this piece.
There's the CEO right there.
CEO.
What up, Cat?
Williams. That's the man right there.
Yeah, that's the dude right there. So, with the, you know, with the military background and things like that and the comedy, like, so when it comes to comedy, like, who would you say, or who would you feel like you'll be a good match to go on tour with?
Well, this crew right here, I feel like Springfield, I felt like was what a tour is to be when you have the chemistry, you got playing each other's jokes, we got yours, and that's been my ideal situation. That's why I want to put together a show just so we can get our team down there. And when I say that down there, New Philadelphia, I've been talking to a bunch of people down that way over, but it's a hike for you guys.
We've been there.
Legion, VFW, things like that. Want to get some veterans down there and do some shows over there. So you expect a phone call.
Yep.
When we get to do that.
That's cool.
Do that.
But I was thinking, like, you know, the comics is out right now, like big time comics.
But yeah, like if somebody was like, hey, James, can you come open for me on the road?
David Landau with Normal World, David Landau.
So, yeah, because you're like mostly clean comedy, right?
Yeah, the most part.
Shout out to Pete. Again, RIP Pete. He's always been the one.
5 minutes clean.
Yeah, 5 minutes clean.
I try to say I'm PG-13 because I'll get one or two, but it has to be. For me to say something vulgar, I feel like it has a really good punch to it.
Right.
That's my
it
line.
Makes you
for
work
it.
A little bit.
For yeah, it. Yeah. And so if you hear it come out of my mouth, it's going to be really funny. And that's my line. I feel like it doesn't. As Pete used to say, it doesn't have to be. If you can do that,
yep.
It seems that clean comedy is actually the rare thing now. There was a time, you know, there was that whole. Who would have thought Bill Cosby would be the dirty comic, right? And Eddie Murphy would be the clean? But at that time frame, when Eddie Murphy was doing Raw, it was a big no-go, you know, because you had the Jeff Foxworthies killing it, your Bill Engvall's killing it.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting around listening with my entire family to a Bill Engvall CD. We're just sitting there at a garage open. We used to have parties up in upstate New York. If anybody got anything, if they got a new garage, all right, party. Let's put up the tent, get out the tables, get out the smokers. We're having a party. New house, having a party. It, no matter what it was, you're having a housewarming party, a garage warming party, a backyard, a pool warming party. Everybody jump in the pool. And we would listen to, and instead of this, we a lot of times play Travis Tritt and things like that because we're honky. We would actually put on Jeff Foxworthy and just listen to that for that show. And so the lines were, you might be a redneck
if you're listening to my CD
at a housewarming party.
Well, see, that's actually kind of cool because, I mean, it's something you listen, you know, it's growing up listening to comedy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, like you said, I grew up, dude, listening to, like, Eddie Murphy Raw, Delirious, you know, it was just all that, and then Bring the Pain, you know.
And so I didn't listen to
that. But with that, like, so, I mean, I don't swear, but my comedy is...
I feel like it
rides in line because I talk about sex, I talk about drugs.
I feel like you're on that line. It's over the top. I think that's what makes it great is that it's just straight over the top with your references there. Yeah. It's just like so. You're not just talking about...
But I don't
know
if I'm clean or not. I know I can't go to a church with my material.
I would, like I said, PG-13. To go to church, you gotta, you know...
You gotta be
G-rated.
Yeah. G-rated. Yeah. You know, and I have a...
Talk about fingers and bun holes.
No.
You can't do that.
But then, like, so many... Yeah.
Or drugs, or mushrooms at church. Can I talk about that?
The mushrooms at church? I don't know, Jay.
Mike Warnke. I did listen to a lot of Christian comics growing up as well. And so Mike Warnke, Mark Lowry. Mike Warnke, he would actually reference his previous days involved in drugs. Mm. And relate that to, you know, the church opened up their arms.
Power.
Yeah, opening up their arms to, you know, hey, this is meant for people that need church, not just for, you know, the Holy of Holies there.
And the amazing thing is, I have no clue who he is. But he's had tons of fans, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you know who Tom Papa is?
No.
He's, like, super clean.
Really?
And he just stands in front of the microphone. But he's funny as hell. I mean,
is he a local comic?
No.
All right.
No, he's a big. He's a touring comic all over the place.
Wow.
I've seen him. You know, he has plenty of specials on Netflix. And
who's the guy? Who's the guy that always has the frisbee at these shows? has a frisbee and he calls it the Flat Earthers Basketball, a frisbee.
Not sure.
Oh my gosh! Shout out to that guy. Forget your name. I apologize.
I guess a touring comic.
I know he's a local up here in Cleveland.
So he is a prop comic.
that's his merch. So you got t-shirts. You got t-shirts. He's got frisbees. That's his
cool.
merch.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
His set was a great set. I love this. His show was great. But I can't remember his name.
Jokes, people. I'm talking jokes.
I had props once upon a time.
Your teeth?
Yeah.
Props? What do you mean?
Like when props. You go upstairs and, my that's like, well, so would they call Greg a prop comic?
Greg? I don't know. I don't put titles on comedy like that. I just don't.
No, I don't either, but I've heard people say
I'm sure
that.
He's not necessarily like, Carrot Top.
That's Carrot Top. That's an example of like a prop comic. It's
Carrot Top used
he comes
props?
With a duffel bag.
That's all he did. Yeah. That was like, he was, you know, I thought I was watching Whose Line Is Anyways.
Mm. I mean, a show is a show, man. Like you said, we shout out to Greg Warren. He puts on a hell of a show.
Shout out to Carrot Top.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I like people the one.
I thought
he
was hilarious. I don't know why he got hate.
Tricks.
Not the magician dude?
No. Well, Brian, he plays the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little guitar. Yeah. He said he's not going to do it no more or whatever.
The case. Yeah. There's a couple of people that play the guitar.
Yeah.
One dude made, like, perverted songs on his guitar.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
If you have a,
if you
have a guitar and you go on stage...
He's gotten better with that.
Really?
Once again, I can't remember his name, but he's...
I got a guitar.
So your superpower is remembering people's names?
No.
That is my kryptonite, remember people's names.
No, I don't. Some people I don't remember.
He may not remember names, but he definitely remembers conversations and faces and shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you know you can actually change a setting on your computer that you don't have to wipe it every 15 minutes?
I know, but I'd be forgetting. The only time I really use it is...
Display
is,
power.
Look at it. See, he's actually showing you stuff off screen.
Like, I know,
I'm
right?
Doing, his OCD will just not allow.
All right, pardon me for just
look
one
at,
moment.
Look at this.
1 minute.
The OCD takes over.
Oh, my God.
Right. When it takes over.
No,
when you have OCD and it takes over.
Oh, that's why.
When the OCD takes over.
And
you thought it was me.
I know.
You thought I was OCD.
I thought you were bad, but
this
bad.
Guy. He's over here arranging tables and setting lights and fixing
stuff. It's just we'll like, be sitting there and he'll be like,
really?
Why?
I can't do that. I was just like.
He's like, this is your water. You put it here
just,
on the right hand side.
Mine.
You
this
put
is,
your phone on your left.
Are, we have the equidistance apart. We literally did.
We're interviewing Monk right now.
I think we need 10 people. A nice even number. 10 people in this meeting here.
10 people?
Okay.
That's a Monk reference.
Back to you, Ray.
See, I don't know that shit. What the fuck's Monk?
Monk was a series. He was a detective, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's a murder detective on a TV
but
show.
And both of you watched this show.
He was extremely OCD.
That's a great show.
Look at these. See, look, people are OCD watch Monk. That's what that shit is. That's what I just found out today. Monk is an OCD show.
Like, it makes you feel like you're not alone. or tells you you have a sickness.
Oh, okay, so what does it do? Just clean shit all day?
Everything has a place.
Okay, so he figures out crimes because of stuff
something
out
was out of place.
What
yeah, that's it.
I just figured this shit out, right? That's some. What the fuck? Look at you two. Nerds. Nerds!
Hey, I'm a nerd. I just happen to look cool.
I know. So I like computers. What am I saying?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's
nothing wrong with that.
I'm not jokes, people. All hurt feelings over here.
Nerds.
Tell our lines.
Nerds! See, you can't make those movies no more.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Bring them back.
What movies are we talking about?
Nerds.
Nerds. Oh, man. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Nerds are winning.
Are they?
Yeah.
Some of them.
Where?
Bill Gates. One.
Is he really winning?
He just
not morally,
Ohio.
But
he got
financially.
Money. Yeah.
He just bought Ohio.
He don't die and he ain't going to spend none of that shit.
He don't know. Well,
he ain't winning.
He's winning. Financially, not morally, but financially.
I mean, he could go somewhere and win with all that money. He could spend not much and have a good time with about 10 filthies.
Only 10?
Well, I mean, it's Bill Gates. One would be fine for him, I'm sure.
You don't know Bill Gates. You don't know what he's doing.
He's got dildos all in his fucking briefcase.
You have no idea.
He goes, let's have good times. Let's spend this money.
That joke's not going to make it in church. That joke's...
See what I'm saying? But I don't swear. I don't swear.
Is that a single
was that
curse
money
word?
Or was that a toy?
Toy.
When you was like that? I'm not going to do it.
I thought he was flicking the money.
I thought it was money. Like,
drop my money. I don't care.
No, he's slapping dildos on his face. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that won't make it in church.
That's not going to make it in church.
That's not
Justin's jokes. Won't make it to church.
No church for you.
Justin's jokes won't make it to church.
So what do you see yourself doing in the future, man?
In church, asking for forgiveness from this show. That rhyme that you'll edit out later.
I might edit that in, actually.
That definitely needs to get out.
Like through the whole episode.
Yeah.
Justin's jokes won't make it to church. Play that through the whole episode.
I will not.
That sounds like a commercial.
That's way too much work.
Justin jokes won't make it to church.
That's way too much work. I'm not going to do any of that.
Well, you have a degree in it.
I don't edit much of this. I just really put in the beginning and the end, and I'm going to insert
voila.
Me.
China. That's a shout out to you, Bonnie, over at Funny Stop. Yeah. See, that was her favorite line when I go, China.
Shout out to Vaughn Wesley.
No, Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
Bonnie, the waitress.
Oh, I thought you said Bonnie.
The drinks lady.
Oh, Bonnie. Yeah. Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
All right. Yeah, so,
my water's empty, Bonnie.
So step it up. Question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, been listening.
Yeah.
All right. And the phrase gatekeeper keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it was a tough conversation here.
Okay.
You were the gatekeeper, and then you forsook the gatekeeperness. You were the guy bringing people to the show and putting them on, and then you stopped. You gave up the crown, but then saying stuff about other people being the quote-unquote gatekeeper, poot them, you did. You the stuff to make the stuff happen.
That's a good observation, but no, I'm never was the gatekeeper.
I disagree. You saw the talent and put the talent on.
No. I mean, he did. Yeah,
he did. And you're, once again, your superpower, not only remembering people, is also your, I want to say, empathy and real. Mm. All right, there's nobody in my history of life that just has randomly called me up and say, "Hey, Dobra,
right?
Checking in on you. How you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you for a while. Just want to make sure you're doing." And then encourages me like, "Hey, get on that stage, buddy. Where you at? Get up there. What's going on?" I'm like, "Well, I got XYZ going on." "All right. Well, hope to see you out there." And we have a good long conversation about whatever's going on in each other's lives. But there's that empathy and that encouragement that you're not going to get from anybody else in the industry. So that's why I feel like, forget X, Y, and Z over at here, there, and everywhere. You're the guy.
Mm.
You're the guy that's going to put something on, and you're the guy that people are going to want to get behind when it comes to putting on these shows. And because you put the work in to bring the people to, what do you talk about? Your lights, your audience, your stage. You're going to make sure all that's there to make sure that the people getting on stage has the best chance to succeed.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Instead of looking out for this show and this competition, which is those that are in these understand is how many people that are on stage or other things that have been discussed here or there on previous episodes. So that when I got to go to that show and you had people there to watch comedy and you had your handpicked, so you go to the open mics. You're like, "I want that gal, this guy on my show." And that show was the bomb.
Thank you, man.
And it was a regular thing. And then all of a sudden, it stopped. And I told you when you had it stop, I'm like, "I'm disappointed because I feel like it's not going to come back." Like, "Oh, it'll be back. I'm going to find a different venue, a little more space." It was a year ago. What's going on?
Life be life.
Yeah, life be lifing, bro. But I guess I never saw it that way. And everything you said was accurate. But I never saw it that way. But, you know. Yeah.
No, you put together, look, I mean, kudos to people actually doing favors as well. You know, people in the game that, that showed you respect because you showed them respect. Yeah. You know, that's first and foremost. You know, you've had some people that have been in the game bless your, you know, your room. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Spike Lou. Yeah, shout out to Spike Lou. Yeah. All right. You watch his stuff. You watch all of his shows on Tubi as well. A lot of Tubi stuff happening.
Yeah. Hey, Tubi is the way, man. Tubi is a perfect opportunity. You don't know what you're going to get, and you don't know where else that will lead. Yeah. Everybody talk crap about Tubi.
It's like YouTube. You put out a movie, though, and you put it out there for whoever to watch. Yeah.
So and you'll find these little hidden treasures on there. I just watched this movie called This Land on there. That was quality. Shout out to Natalie Whittle. Go Army, beat Navy. And
get him.
Yeah. And that was a great movie. And so, and those little, those commercials, though maybe irritating for you, is paying that independent person. Yeah. All right. And you got people that are putting their heart and soul and not trying to push something on you. They're just trying to get you entertainment for the most part. Yeah. And they're working for it and they're going to get better. And so those little commercials in there go a long way. So if you do that.
Well, that's why I look at it like this. You know, people will watch things and they'll, you know, you always see posts, oh, look, another Tubi movie or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I see him fucking running, he gets shot, he's running, he just trips and falls.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And he just sits up and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that one.
And walks away all slow, and they still, like, the
they
edit.
Still no edit.
No edit or nothing. And it's like, but the fact is, they're doing it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's the whole thing. If somebody put together something, they had people come and show up and film a scene. They edited it together. Sometimes not the, you know, but they put it out there. You know, and it's a work in progress, and it always gets better the more you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And look, some people got more than one. They be just putting them out. You know what I mean? Like fucking tape, mixtapes, bam. Another one.
And another one. And to piggyback on what we said earlier, there is more to come. There's not the
end of... dude, we got tons of... I mean, I know we've talked about this.
More shows to come, Dober. More shows come. I got a plan.
This dude got big plans.
I got a plan, and you'll see.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna need your help and everybody else's help.
Yeah. We're calling
we
all...
get to hear any of your voices. Because if I don't get to hear your kid voice, I want no part of it.
Ah, yeah, that costs.
That's gotta be close to Ralph Tresvant 80s.
See, that's that was who was that? That sounds. That was
Elmo.
Elmo. Yeah, that's Elmo.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Not that you ain't gonna get none of that shit from me. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses, people.
Oh man, probably my proudest moment when it comes to imitations would had have been, I used to read this book called Inspector Bill, Bill the Warthog, and to my kids, a little children's book, little life lessons, but there's puzzles involved, it's a mystery book, but it's for kids, right? And I would, the voice of Bill the Warthog would be, good day.
Sound like Sean Connery.
And then my son was watching The Rock for
movie The Rock.
Dad, why does that guy sound like Bill the Warthog? I'm like, I'm the man.
Yeah.
I just pulled a muscle. That just happened.
I know why that happened. You want to know why that happened?
Why that happened?
You know how you was like 10 years ago? You're not like that anymore.
No joke. I've been hoping and training to get this role in Common Creed 2. Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, Mr. Javon. Yeah. And I broke the bench in 255. I almost died 2 days ago. No joke. I was benching 255. And then the bench just gave out, and luckily it landed right back on the hooks.
Oh my God!
they did not get a good review on Mel.
It was
Amazon preferred choice or whatever choice on Amazon. It was called you good.
Everyone knows
this. You bad. You bad. I took a picture of it. Said dangerous. Almost died. But if you're gonna die, Die benching 255. That's if you're going to die benching 255.
Everybody that's lifting heavy weights by themselves, do not clamp the weights on people. Do not use the weight clamps if you're benching.
Safety first.
I go to Planet Fitness, lift heavy.
Speaking from experience there.
Yeah. I just go.
Times in my basement like.
Yep. That's when you get brave. I can do one more rep.
Yeah. Should I go a little bit lower? No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. It's there forever. Sound like when your dead battery in the wintertime.
Or you let it roll down.
Oh my God.
Roll it down like.
You're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like,
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Picking up.
Yeah.
The fuck.
That's
no
none of that. Nope.
I
lift lightweight.
So hey, that high pitched noise just reminded me. When you guys do your airborne operation, when you do jump out of the plane,
yes.
Okay. My one suggestion is make sure you make the leg straps tight enough. Okay. Obviously, you don't want to cut circulation. This one time I was jumping out of a plane.
Yep.
Airborne and
get them.
All right. And I decided to go loose one day. Because I figured I'm going to be on this C5 forever. Let me loosen this up. And they're like, 6 minutes. Stand up. And you stand up. And then all of a sudden, everything's a big rush. And I forgot to just tighten it down.
Yep. Flapping the whole time.
Oh, my. No. Because when you it hits. Luckily, the best Michael Jackson impersonation I ever had in my whole life, but I was fighting for my life the entire.
So it went. Whoop.
Yeah, well, my son will tell you I was fighting for his life. But
I get it. I get it.
Oh man,
it's driving him nuts.
And come on, OCD guy,
what happened?
Okay, so it whipped you up and it tightened you up and
yeah. Right now.
So we're tight, is what you're saying.
It caught in between the boys.
Yes.
That's why I had the Michael Jackson impersonation. So the entire
it tight so it won't slide over. Or...
So you want to make sure you're cupping on the outside.
He wants to pack his own shoe for his first time going skydiving.
No, not a wise idea.
That's what I said.
Don't pack your own.
Don't pack your own shoe.
Let a professional do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
You don't want to have
a reserve.
I mean, we're going to have somebody jumping with us anyway.
Yeah.
I'm jumping with my buddy. I don't know who he's bringing for you.
Hopefully she's hot.
I don't care. I'm just making sure because I trust him. And if we both die, then whatevs.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Hey, where can they find you, man?
Hey, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
And you can find me at the_CoreE_ I messed that up.
He sure did.
the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. That's I would like to thank our special guest, James Dobra, for coming through.
Where can they find you, man?
You can find me on Facebook, James Dobra. That's D-O-B-R-A, Dobra the Cobra. Told you, straight up soldier.
I thought you knew.
And, of course, at all the other platforms, URK Not Funny. That's You're Not Funny. URK Not Funny.
That's right. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you
for stopping through.
Appreciate it.
Thanks awesome. For everybody. Make sure you hit the like, subscribe, notifications.
It's going to be right here somewhere.
It's going to be there.
Hey, can we see that shirt before you go back?
Yeah!
Fresh off the presses.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. See you next week.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco.
Midnight Paco Podcast.